cutting edge guests, awesome uncensored jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughter. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place.
Wow. We just, you're happy to jump in too, right? Like, yeah.
Are you not going live?
You know, Brits, Canadians here, right? Well, actually, there's no Americans in the room.
Indian.
British. Okay, great. British. Well, this is amazing. How perfect is this? We're recording, but I'll edit this part. We'll put in the funnies at the end. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Sovereign Soul program, where we stand for love, levity, and liberty. Brad Wozni here, and the Bling Buddha firing red pills from his 9mm. I pointed the thumb. The Bling Buddha is not right here beside me now, but you'll see it in the edit. This is Tarot by Janine. She's alive and real. I mean, no. The rumors of her being a robot are not real. We're still not too sure about this guy, but I've spent some time with him here over the last week, and I feel he's pretty real.
I think he's
real. We waved the wand, no AI in him.
Yep.
He's good. Yeah. Mark Atwood, back on the show, right? Because this would be part three with Mark Atwood. Part one ever with this amazing girl,
Awesome. And with both of you together. Super fun.
Oh, amazing, right?
This is a crazy scene
got the
going on.
Right? Yeah. UK, Canada in the room, and on the other
Mark
side of the camera.
Mark thinks I'm hilarious.
You are.
The guy's a comedian.
You're the
funniest
woman I've ever met.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
And on the other side of the room, who you don't see yet, who may pop in, is Alpha Sony, right? Yeah, there you are. There she is, right? Just an amazing time. We're here at the last day wrapping up Sunday on the Truth Tour 2 before the speaker, lunch and brunch and whatever tomorrow. And everybody goes back their separate ways. Mark has been here for the 31 days straight of the tour, arrived a little bit earlier doing the documentary. And then I met up with Janine, obviously in Dallas at the trafficking event, which is amazing, right? With these people that are down on the border, saving the kids from the traffickers, literally, as we've heard, have panda eyes when they're saving them, bringing them for the coyotes. So thank you all to the amazing people who showed up there. We even had one of the original officers from Delta Force who set it up, to retired Colonel Chuck Sellers, who's watching now, and his lovely wife, Michelle, thanks for coming out, as well as Mark Bauer, former British SRR, and those other agencies. Red pilled himself with Fall of Cabal in 2020, set out to disprove it, couldn't, and here he is. So thank you all for tuning in to this broadcast, listening to this podcast. We're only on Rumble now because we got nuked on YouTube. As you know from the poem that this guy inspired me, like, Brad, you've been writing for 10 years. He didn't say this to me, this was in my mind. Like, why don't I do the same thing that he can do, but he does it better, right? I did that, YouTube nuked the channel, right? Just boom. Gone because it was about that 2.5
they don't
minutes.
Like poetry.
Children.
Nope. YouTube doesn't like poetry.
Especially like saving the kids, right?
No, they don't like that either.
And angels and demons, right? And tarot card readers too, seem spiritual war.
They
full
nuked
on.
Me too. Yeah.
How many people did you have before you were just like
160,000 on one channel and 100,000 on the other? And they just think.
For simple that, that's over 250,000 people, folks. And that was many years. How many years to build up your channel, Janine?
I think it was 3.5 by then.
Right.
Yeah.
Incredible spiritual, but tarotbyjanine.com is where you go.
Yeah.
And for the low price of $4.99, because we just had a soul troll here that we're dealing with. And we said, see you later, soul
later.
Troll, right? Soul trolls, send them light, get them out of here. And anyway, so for $4.99, what is that? Like in 30 day average, that's like 30 cents a day. So he's like, you didn't post a video for 4 days. I'm canceling. Right? I'm sure that was the sound that person's making in that email. It sounded kind of queasy. And Janine's like, kind of a busy, right? We're getting 2 to 3 hours of sleep a night, going place to place, meeting people, talking, but see you later. Mark's had some fun here too on the tour. So you started out on the tour. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah.
You know, what are your sentiments to share with everybody here, brother?
Well, it's been the most emotional thing I've ever done. And it's about 35 days away from home.
And your five children.
Incredible people.
Yeah.
It's just mind blowing. Because, we spent 2 years plus sat behind a laptop talking to ourselves.
Yeah.
And I really didn't realize how we've really reached people. And I'm just really proud of everybody, for getting up and doing what they did in the first place, but coming on this tour. You came for 1 day and stayed for a week.
Yeah.
And you just lost $5 because of that.
How did I lose $5?
Oh,
that subscriber.
Yeah.
Sacrifices.
Mind blowing. See what I mean? So funny.
He thinks I'm funny. She's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't swear like a sailor whatsoever by no. off camera. She doesn't no. swear the
do,
same way.
Do no, I
that's
swear
the in, that's camera? The Indian one, right? Is this your yes or no? I don't know. We'll ask Alpha when she comes back to the room.
I guess I bet I did a few swear words.
Well,
yeah.
You know what? It's language, as Mark says. The language has been fucking corrupted.
Yeah, Mark,
and
you taught me that.
Who cares?
Right? Like, you just got to express and just use everything. It's like they're like words are like tools, right? You got to use them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Who's been telling us not to use them?
Yeah.
Them.
The bad guys.
Right.
Yeah.
So fuck off.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah,
to the deep state.
Fuck off, you bad guys.
Fuck you, deep state. Let's get a whole briefing. It's going to be the thumbnail.
Nice guys.
This will be the thumbnail. Fuck you, deep
state.
Come on,
Janine.
Yeah! We did a triple finger.
That was hard.
To the bad guys.
Yeah, that was
anyway,
hard.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Very liberating.
Yeah. Girl to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's it. All right. So, your perspective of you out of everything that I've seen, been in this community, if you will, longer, 3.5 decades, a full-time tarot card reader, right?
Oh,
yeah, that's 35 years, FYI. Metric system still works in Canada,
no,
UK. And
that's not much longer.
It's like a TSN outtakes or something. So 3.5 decades as a professional tarot card reader, back when it was way, way unpopular to do anything spiritual like this, single mom, raised 2 kids who are now in Vancouver. Hello to the kiddos. If you're watching my interstate, you don't watch your mom's show. So hopefully you watch this show to
they
see your mom as we're talking about this. So much love to the both of you.
Yep.
Beautiful pictures of you, by the way. And you're still doing this. So you have been here since pre-plandemic, watched it, connected with everybody. You know, Tracy Joe, Michael Jaco, if they're watching, hi to all of you guys. Much love to all the time I've spent in your divine direct presence.
Yeah.
What have you seen that's transpired basically full circle, I feel? Because we've just heard Q says the war's over. It's just the minions they're flushing out now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel? What do you see? Like, this is a really interesting perspective, I feel.
Well, tarot was the shunned thing. Of course, we all know that. We still had a bit of that even going on in the last 3 years, people leaving the channel because you had a tarot card reader on your channel, whatever. Yeah. But I've noticed the last 6 months, that's all really changed. It's almost like a quantum leap happened in the community anyway.
Yeah.
And I think it'll spread all over the world. But I feel like we're way more, like we were even invited on the tour. There was actually 2 card readers. Speaking in the last couple of days, right? Yeah. I was invited right from the beginning of the tour, so I could have been on the whole tour, which is amazing. Like that Lewis would invite people really on the fringe. Like we're not bringing intel, we just check intel. We're coming, you know, get universal source. To me, it's like we are so accepted all of a sudden. And it's really been the last 6 months that I've noticed it, been incredible. So it's like, lifetimes of being repressed with that, using those tools, you're being called demonic. That was obviously all the deep state and the dark cult, you know, and all of a sudden we're accepted and people are listening to us, you know, with open hearts and also connecting with their own intuition, because we're giving them permission to do that and reminding them that we can all do that. We can all tap it.
Yeah, well said.
And it's quite amazing too. Now the words Lewis Hermes and the words Truth Tour are getting people's channels to meet.
Yeah, it's true.
So you have that name and you have that brand that's out there deleting it. So I mean, is everybody still asleep right now? It's crazy if you are, right? But yeah, like, does that this wake you up? How about this guy over here who's been posting and everybody else has been posting and seeing UFOs virtually on a daily basis and almost multiple times a day? Calling them in. And so what I see when I wrote the original mission statement for the show internal was to how can this show bridge the faith-based with the spiritually enlightened? People wrap themselves in a flag, got a Bible, and like, absolutely right, it's guns and God and family, here we are, cool, right? Derek Johnson, that was not a throw out to you because I know how to do your accent, brother, if you're watching. And then you have the spiritually enlightened, like my time and the 11 years that I took to become a Yushri Reiki master, just on my own time. People do it faster for my own purposes. But along the way, I've seen people, I do yoga or kuna or whatnot, but they feel very like isolated on their own. I imagine that's what you had in all that time raising kids, Janine. And now here it is, you have this group of people in this room that are majority of these people, I would say, are more patriots than spiritually enlightened. And they're coming up and I'm like, yeah, yeah, UFOs, I can talk about that. Yep. Oh my gosh, there's abduction, or my dad or my uncle or my sister or this. Oh my gosh, terrorists. By the way, Janine has been the draw at every event we've been to. There are women in Lubbock, Texas. Like, I've been watching you or following you for 7 years or so whatever sweet. It was, because whatever it was you had back then, they're following you, right? So this is something that your soul, I believe, our souls remember, and they're here, and they're like, yeah, the spirit family recognized from afar, and now we have an ability to connect. Mm-hmm. Freaking amazing.
Yeah, they're even auctioning off a deck of cards that I signed, and amazing. That one's bringing in the coin.
That's great.
Bringing in the coin.
Yeah, it's bringing the coin.
Yeah. And you have so many people, when they hear a room, that you have some girl who stands up there and goes, well, I used to speak to my teddy bear because it was a galactic that was manifesting my teddy bear. And now I'm here to find a plasma ship off of Hawaii. And there's two in the Galapagos Islands, and activated elsewhere around the world to put together this cosmic crew. And where maybe even just a year ago, people would be like, straight jacket, loony bin. The incredible outpouring of people with recognition, if at the very least support and going, or wonderment going, wow, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I've seen some stuff. We've had the UFOs here in the sky. Mm-hmm. When we pulled in, Mark shot pictures. I reposted telegrams on the True Tour chat, chasing them down, California 91.
Yeah.
Now, whether that was a TRB from Space Force or it was potentially from, my words, his father, Valiant Thor, because somebody's told him and somebody high up has told him that he is Valiant Thor's son.
I'm in good company.
Right. It was Venus, right? Venus on the Venus show. She said, you're Valiant Thor's son.
Right on.
Yeah. Amazing, right? You know, this is a great prop. Word of mouth marketing goes a far away. Mark and marketing equals Mark Ka-ching to wake people up.
Isn't that great? That's good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a little ding. I can actually talk a bit more about that.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of things here. Firstly, what I loved Janine just said is that a lot of the stuff that we've done is to give people permission to talk about the UFOs, talk about tarot, to swear, whatever. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
I've completely forgotten the second thing.
Marketing.
Oh, yeah. So all of us are starting to see patterns in our lives, right?
Yeah.
And one of the patterns that just cracked me up is that I met Huna, because you mentioned Huna. I met Huna Flash about 18 months ago, and he taught me this ancient Lemurian code, which is like ma, ha, ka, wa, ha, type, ma, ha, wa, ka, ta, he, ta, wa, ka, ha, ma. And each one of those sounds is a code. And the ma, it means first light, undistorted light, which is where we came from. That's the light of creation. That's the frequency of creation. And we've been living in the distorted light over the last however many years. Everyone's got a different idea on how long that is, but it's a long time. And then I realized my name is Mark. My initials are Ma. My first house was on Markington Street. I lived in Manchester. I moved to Marrakesh, which is in Morocco. The real name for Morocco in Arabic is Maghreb, and in French is Maroc. And I was like, whoa.
First light.
Yeah. And then we've had the amazing people hit on this tour, like Carol, who does your galactic signature.
Yep.
And did she do yours?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
I can't remember it either, but she did say something like,
she remembers her name though.
Yeah. Well, she's been amazing. She's like medicine.
Lubach.
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 Yeah, well,
Lubach.
Don't ever stop mispronouncing it.
No, it's so great.
There's no worry about that. Okay.
No, there's no way. Never going to happen.
So never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Yeah.
Carol does the galactic signatures. Mm-hmm. Everybody just brought stuff to the table, and we're all finding out who we really are. Mm-hmm. And I think, these shows like this, empower people to go and find out who they really are, because that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Or part of what it's all about. Yeah. And I get told things like I'm the son of Valiant Thor. I don't know if that's true. Right?
Yeah.
But I did do a QHHT session, quantum hypnosis healing session.
Dolores Cannon.
And I did that about 2 months ago. And in one of my past lives, I was in a hotel room in Vegas in a suit, and I had meetings with American generals, and that was directly after being on a big ship in a blue spacesuit. So who knows?
Yeah.
How do you follow that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a pretty good idea. I'm talking about the empowerment for people and allowing them to just even use imagination or believe there's potentially something else out there. Going back to Lubbock again, or Lubbock, which is actually pretty cool because I like Lubbock because it sounds very French,
Lubbock,
right?
I mean,
Lubbock,
you know.
Right?
I
mean,
more let's change jokes, the
right?
words.
No, I think Janine's right. She's changing the spells.
You know, we're checking out Lubbock and Lubbock, right?
Yeah.
You know, now she just needs Black Betty so she can drive down here and rip it. Ashley, you if bet. You're watching, much love to you.
You know,
thinking about you too.
So much.
And Lewis had three people come up to him, and I had one lady, turned out the same lady came up to him as well. She literally wrapped her arms around me, massive tears in her eyes. Remember with the white dog guy? I won't say her name, but beautiful dog, Snow. And she said, today saved my life.
Did she?
She said, today it's saved amazing. My life. Yeah, and she went into a description. She said that she lived in California all her life, had about a roughly 10-acre plot of land with horses and doing Reiki on them and animals. And when all the lockdowns started and then everybody's getting ostracized, whatnot, she was getting ostracized from the community. They wanted to take her down, right? Like, how bad is that? Just for saying, no mask, I'm on her. I got 10 acres around me, I'm fine. Let me go to the feed store. Had to sell it, moved just outside of Lubbock, totally out, a fish out of water experience, and could not find the people to connect to there. And this crazy train, beautiful, crazy train of people and support team that come in. And she's like, now I've got my community.
Yeah.
And at each one, you're seeing people exchange information. Like, I can go to tea with you. I can have I can go out and have dinner with you. Our kids could play together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is what has been happening. Right. And we've had people that have said that they've had neighbors that wanted to shoot them dead. This was again, Lubbock, Texas, you know, because they didn't wear a mask and weren't going to take a jab, shoot them dead. Right. So everything is so incredibly real. It was one of those four ladies at the end of the night sitting around the table, lady in the yellow dress. So, yes, this is empowering people. For those who have been live streaming and watching this or sharing this, you know, you're in everybody's hearts and prayers for sure, because you're all part of it. You know, and the circumstances might not allow you to get here and whatnot. But you're watching this. You're listening to these amazing souls. And thank you for tuning in. So. We're about to wrap up. Any final messages? Actually, this is a question I ask all my guests. First time I've asked him before. So I'll ask you first, and I'll ask him in case he's forgotten.
Guaranteed.
What to absolutely. Yes. Alpa, we're about to wrap up. Why don't you come on and say hello to everybody here? Yeah, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, this is the beautiful soul, Alpa Soldi. Here, let's squeeze in.
Or is maybe, this live?
It's about as live as it's recording on a cloud. We can edit it. So send them lap. Like just move over there. You're a little bit more.
Wonderful.
So I just met this beautiful soul last night, and very briefly, why don't you tell everybody here on the Sovereign Soul Show who you are and what you're all about? Mostly just, Canada here.
Well, simple Indian girl from the UK, from London, and so my show is known as the Love in Action Show. Been on this movement for 2 years, working with all these wonderful people. I've got to meet you for the first time, Janine for the first time.
Right.
But this one, how long do we know each other now?
2 years.
Two and a half years now.
Yeah.
And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful journey in that unity, the courage that we've all had together.
Wonderful.
Did she say the word simple in
relation
to herself? No.
Simple, I'm just running around looking for a charger at the moment, like a damsel in distress. So, put on the spot here. But nice to be with you.
We got your back.
Nice and cozy.
Well, so now you get to get asked the question. It was first Janine and then to you, because Mark's had this before. So we wrap up every guest on the show. I ask them the genie and the baller question. If you had all of the creator's power, what is the one thing that you would do for the world?
Well, that's way too big of a thing.
The first one could choose to go where, ladies. You'd be like,
I got it.
All right, Alpa.
Get the children safe, like so they can have some kind of thing in place, so no child will, because no child should ever be these things done to them that's been being done, and it's the most horrific thing. We can't. we can't even talk about how horrific, because I'm going to start crying if I talk about it. Just somehow a mechanism that completely protects the children and infants.
Second what Janine said, it's just all to do with the children and the corruption in this world. If I had the power just to sort of wave a magic wand, is to really instill authenticity in the human soul, the mind. You know, how are people so easily led into doing horrific things? And if I had the power to change that, is to instill that consciousness and the authentic consciousness that we should all have, this evil then exists.
Amen. Absolutely. And Mark, you've been around the block. We've done two shows together now with the same question. Is there something else that's come to mind with you?
Yeah, I just like to pull out all the Satanists and all the bad guys and just dump them somewhere in space.
Yeah, cool. Full on ejection handle into the cold deep space. Bye-bye. And that's it, right? Cool beans. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for this impromptu, very quick show. To all of you, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls out there, thank you for tuning in, watching the Sovereign Soul Show. Stay in the love, and then we have the levity that gives you the liberty, as the Bling Buddha says. And by the way, these stickers are, I think, out of hundreds of stickers, we finally got one of the last ones of Bling Buddha wearing red pills for his 9 mil.
Is this guy
with the Punisher tattoo over his left breast to save the children, right? The mascot, yeah. Tracy Joe helped me with the final details on putting this guy together. So much love to all of you. Please like, subscribe, and share everybody's channels here. Once again, from my left to right, we've got tarotbyjanine.com. Al Pisoni, what's the best channel they can find you on, channel or website?
YouTube. You under Al Pisoni's
book. Perfect. And the Mark Atwood Show.com and?
Yeah, themarkatwoodshow.com.
Right.
All the links are there.
All the adventures in the cosmic dragonfire writing. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we end it. We have love here. That was liberty. So, all the best to y'all. Cheers. Bye. Much love. Bye, everyone. Bye. Ciao, y'all. Bye.
And we're done.
Amazing.
That's great.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks.
Cool beans. Thank you all.
If you're looking for groundbreaking nutritional products that revolutionize the way your body operates, you have to check out this cutting-edge nutrition brand, Root. The Trinity Pack Plus is a game changer. Let me show you. Zero In is the world's first quantumceutical, an all-natural adaptogenic nootropic that skyrockets clarity and creativity. Restore is a supplement that completely restores your gut health and optimizes your true brain. And last but not least, Clean Slate sweeps out heavy metals, including graphene oxide, gently evacuating toxins from the body to increase performance, longevity, and quality of life. Register now at therootsbrand.com/soul to get your Trinity Pack Plus.
And to learn more about the Sovereign Soul Show's mission to save 100 million children.
And how to get rewarded for being a part of the Root community. See you there.
Thanks for joining us on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Please like, follow, subscribe, share this with 9 friends and family. And of course, if you enjoy our Blinged Buddha firing red pills from his 9 mil, let us know.